Hey.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm on the mend. You know, I just got some pins in my legs. Oh. Believe it or not, pins in my legs. Can still do this. All right. A mate fell off a cruise ship.
Oh.
But I'm back.
Shit.
Yeah, oh shit. Took a hard, hard, violent fall. Kind of pinballed down. Hit a lot of railings. Broke a lot of shit. I'm not going to say I survived. I'm going to say I thrived. I met a dolphin down there. And I swear to God, that dolphin looked not at me, but into my soul. Into my goddamn soul, Annie. And said, I'm saving you, Megan. Not with his mouth, but he said it, I'm assuming telepathically.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Lots of people put potato chips on their sandwich. But to put potato chips on top of a hot dog was a brilliant idea, and it just
gives a little crunch.
It's just awesome. It's just delicious. But now I'm not sure I could ever eat a hot dog again because of this picture that I saw.
Yeah,
just think of all those little piggy anuses out there just like floating all over the highway. It's just fucking disgusting. I love the Spanish language, and so once they start going, I love it.
It's a romance language.
Yeah, I know. I tried to put the TH in. Someone in Spain told me that I was sounding absolutely ridiculous.
I love it.
You just sound like you're sticking your tongue out on purpose. Because then I don't know how to speak like natively. Like I don't have to. And so I had to stick my tongue out to do it like a Ibiza. And people were like, did you stick your tongue out at me?
I like to throw in this is ridiculous just so it doesn't sound too serious. Number 6. You want to just get married already? What are you doing Tuesday? Again.
Wow. Wow. I expected this to be bad. I didn't expect it to be this bad.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
The best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome back to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Fact, news, or fix. Let me repeat that. How the hell are you? Welcome back to another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less for your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com to collect your earnings. I just wanted to make sure I got it right. I didn't want the listeners out there to be like, that's not how it goes, Brian.
That's right.
But I'm assuming there's listeners out there. So that's probably mistake number one. Fact, news, or fiction in 15 seconds or less. There's your fiction for the day.
There you go.
Swallow it. Swallow it whole, sir. I saw the most disgusting picture this morning as I was perusing the internet.
Really?
You know what it was?
No, what?
What do you think the most disgusting food is? Uncooked food. Like if you were to see it in its natural form that you would not want to see.
Maybe like a pig?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about like the actual whole animal. I'm talking about like the sum of its parts. Let me give you an example.
Maybe a hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Or a chicken McNugget.
Right.
Which is just like...
shaped in the form of a chicken.
Of course. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, they're just mini chickens fried with no bones or eyeballs. And
I
there
remember
you go.
Getting that one time at Burger King, and I was like,
God, yeah. Now they, like, sell them in the shapes of dinosaurs and shit for the kids, and I'm like, oh, that's just weird.
Yeah, it is.
And I dislike them so much because they're all natural, you know, no gravy, no havey, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, free roam, free range,
grass
all that
fed
other
grass.
Stuff. Grass-fed grass, and which is wonderful, and that's the way we buy our food. But then you just know that whatever's going on under that lovely brown coating is just not food at all. It's something altogether different. But the kids love it, and so therefore we cook it. But I saw a picture of a truck. This happened months ago, I think, a couple months ago. In Philadelphia, I believe.
Okay.
A truck full of hot dog, like the hot dog mixture.
The mix of the
hot dog. Not the actual dog in its casing, but the dog out of its casing, pre-cooked.
Yeah.
And it was fucking slop.
I'm sure.
Do you remember the Ghostbusters 2, when they all walked around with the pink goo, and then you had to, if you felt bad, you know, it was all negative, and if you felt good, it was all positive, and got the Statue of Liberty to sing a song. And the most ridiculous movie plot ever, but a good movie nonetheless.
Yes.
Anything with Bill Murray is okay with me.
I agree.
But I'm telling you what, this stuff reminded me of that pink goo, only more disgusting.
Yes.
And I felt like that's what happens with a hot dog. If you're feeling good, then everything's great. And if you're feeling bad, hot dogs taste the best at the ballpark.
They do.
They taste the best at the stadium.
Yes.
If you know, maybe a baseball game, football game, whatever you're at. Mm-hmm. That's where they taste the best. And I really don't know why. I think it's because they cooked like millions of hot dogs in the same water. And so you're getting
the flavor.
Basically, yeah, you're
something.
Getting your next door neighbor's hot dog juices into your hot dog. And because you're sharing all of that gooey goodness, it's like the pink slop in Ghostbusters 2.
Right.
It's like you're sharing your neighbor's good vibes. It's like, how does that spit taste, bud? It tastes wonderful. They never change the water. I'm sure they change the water. Never.
I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to enjoy the hot dog.
Because I think about those hot dog carts in New York that are so very popular with everybody,
yes.
right? And people like stand in line for an hour to get a hot dog from one particular guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when have you ever changed that water? Because there's no incentive to do so. It's not like I'm sure that they must get inspected, right?
I would think so. Yes.
I think you need a license. I think it's very formal up there.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And in fact, people have, they stake them out. Like it's one guy that, you know, owns a corner for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think I read about this and then they'll like sell their lease to somebody else for like millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that guy, Trump's lawyer, involved in that at one point? He was like buying and selling taxi licenses and hot dog stand licenses or something. Am I right about that? Michael Cohen?
I remember the taxi.
Yeah, he's got a great podcast, by the way. That guy went full negative Trump. I mean, he was like full threatening to kill people on behalf of Trump. And now he's threatening to kill Trump. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you get fucked over. But you know where they're not regulated?
Where?
You know where the hot dog stands are not regulated?
Where?
If you rent them for like a birthday party or something, that's where they're not regulated.
Yeah.
And recently I had a bad experience with one of those. And I know the water wasn't changed. I saw it all happening. I was like, as they were setting up, and I was really skeptical.
Yeah, questionable.
But also very hungry. So I just decided to take a chance.
You went in for it?
We all got sick. All of them. Remember we had food poisoning like a month ago?
That was from that?
It's hard to it's hard to contact trace food poisoning when you're eating three times a day.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that the...
had something to do with it.
And so now that I've seen this picture of hot dogs, and it's a favorite food around the house. Like at least once a month we're having hot dogs.
Yeah.
Because Astrid makes the Venezuelan hot dogs.
Ooh, yum.
Which is bun, cheese, usually American,
mm-hmm.
ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, whatever you like on yours, right? I like a little ketchup, mustard, hot sauce, Tabasco.
Ooh, yeah.
But then you know those pick sticks? Do you know what I'm talking about? The like little fried potatoes
and they're
in the form of a stick.
Yes.
It's like a potato chip that's been sliced into little sticks, right?
Yes.
So you put those on top of the hot dog.
I love those things.
And if you go full Venezuelan, I mean like if you're going to go crazy and go full Venezuelan, you put a little coleslaw on top of it.
Wow.
Right? Now, it's the most delicious thing in the world. Whoever thought of this is brilliant to put potato chips. I mean, lots of people put potato chips on their sandwich. But to put potato chips on top of a hot dog was a brilliant idea. And it just
gives a little crunch.
It's just awesome. It's just delicious. But now I'm not sure I could ever eat a hot dog again because of this picture
that
I saw.
Yeah,
just think of all those little piggy anuses out there just like floating all over the highway. It's just fucking disgusting. It's disgusting. What do you like on your hot dog?
I like mustard. Mustard and onions.
You're a mustard kind of girl, huh? Onions. No, thank you. How do you eat raw onions?
I love them.
How do you do that?
I absolutely love them.
Oh, man. It's just one of my least favorite foods is raw onions.
I don't know. I just love them.
I can go for the cooked onions every once in a while, like on a fajita plate. And I'll usually kind of pick around them. But if I get an onion in there, I'm not going to be too upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But raw onions is a big no-no.
Mm-hmm. I have to have them in my salad, too.
Oh, my God, Hoadley. Jeff kissed that mouth.
That's right.
You got to do like a...
Well, then at that time, you both have the onion breath, so who cares?
Okay, I get you. You got to like pressure wash your mouth after that. That's just weird. You know, my dad is a big onion guy.
Yeah.
And he'll eat those things raw.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, he'll be chopping them up. And
I will too, yeah.
Oh! This even the thought of it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Speaking of pig anuses, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. You know, pickup artists and those types are a big favorite foil of ours over here at the commercial break.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
And I told you, there's like a, I think of it as a levels of douchiness when it comes to pickup artists. There's like the guys who are just trying to teach you how to be a little bit more charming, right? And I think those guys, okay, there might be some value somewhere in there. If you're not telling somebody to like, you know, the dude that we saw, Vince Calvin Klein.
Yes.
Vince Calvin Klein is like the scum of the earth.
He's douchey,
right?
Yeah.
He is literally grown in a Petri dish.
Yeah.
With extra teeth. But then there are the guys, a couple levels up.
Mm-hmm.
who try and present themselves as actual life coaches or something along those lines.
Yeah, kind of steer people in the right direction.
Guys who were just having a hard time getting some pudenda. Those guys, then there's the, like, levels in between, right?
True.
So you've got Vince Calvin Klein, and then you've got, I don't know how to give you a good example of this. Maybe like a Carl, right? He's giving you life advice while he's preaching to you.
Yes.
But it's still scummy nonetheless. He's just wrapping it up in a cloth of love, right? And then there's lots of levels in between. So I thought, let's take a couple levels down from Carl.
Okay.
And let's get some people that are definitely
trying to give good advice.
Trying to wrap their shitty advice trying to look presentable about giving their shitty advice. And I thought I would just go ahead and grab a couple of those guys, and because I think they need to be paid attention to, too.
That's true.
We need to know what's going on there out in the world, Hodie, in case Astrid and Jeff decide to leave us from this stupid podcast. We're going to have to hit the market.
I know.
What the fuck are we going to do?
We're going to revert back to 15 years ago.
I don't think I can.
I know.
I've got less hair, more belly, and a dick that only works half the time. What am I going to do? A growing prostate, a growing belly, and a receding hairline. What am I going to do? Hold me. What am I going to do?
There's an app for that.
I'm worried that if I ever had to hit the market again, I just wouldn't be the same that I was before.
You better hold on to Astrid.
A creepy old man. I was like kind of hanging on the line there when I met Astrid. It was like, could go creepy old man, could go really, you know, charming young dude, right? And it went charming young dude, but it could have gone either way. It really could have.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be full creepy old man. I was talking to...
I wouldn't let you be creepy.
No. You keep me in check.
Yes.
Yeah, because Hodie follows me around. When we're single, we just follow each other around, telling each other who not to date. I don't know who you should date, but you shouldn't date that
right.
one. And that's the one I would date.
Exactly.
I would go right for her. No, Brian. Her parents aren't going to like you. Her parents aren't going to like you coming home. You make the assumption she lives with her parents. She's like, you know, she's living with her parents, Brian. Okay, fine. Hey, Brian, it's your third restraining order. Maybe you should give this one a rest. She's getting help. She's on medicine.
Right.
Once she fake killed herself, I think that was the end of it.
Yeah.
I took it all the way to the end.
You did. You
I took did. It all the way to death.
You did.
Don't worry. She did not actually kill herself. I don't want anybody to think that I'm making fun of that. She didn't kill herself. She just pretended to get my attention.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting way to get your attention. When someone dies and comes back to life, it's like, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, you
it's
have to.
It's one of the more interesting things that could happen to you in life.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think you all of a sudden would magically fall in love with her then.
No, I hadn't fallen in love with her yet. I wasn't heading that direction. You know, 65,000 text messages an hour was starting to get a little bit obnoxious.
That's right.
Oh my God, that poor doodle bird. I hope she's doing okay. I was talking to, you know, Jordan Harbinger.
Yes.
The guy who's running advertisements on our show every episode.
Yes.
So he's a really nice guy. We were talking about the other day on the phone about going to Ibiza, right?
Oh, Ibiza.
Ibiza. It's how it's properly said. So don't you think that I'm just having some affectation? It's Ibiza, not Ibiza.
It is.
It's spelled Ibiza, but it's Ibiza.
I can't help but laugh, though, every time I say Ibiza.
I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like, there's no TH in that. TH is silent and replaced with a Z.
Z, yeah.
it's Catalonian is what it is.
Okay.
That's why the Spanish will say Barcelona, uh-huh. right? Or Ibiza.
Yep.
They have those tongues. They're just lazy. They get out in the middle of their teeth with their Ibiza, Barcelona, Madrid.
Madrid.
Madrid. But I love it. When you're there, it's super hot. Mm. Like, you're like, wow, these people, they got that language. I love the Spanish language. And so once they start going, I love it.
It's a romance language.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I tried to put the TH in. Someone in Spain told me that I was sounding absolutely ridiculous.
I love it.
You just sound like you're sticking your tongue out on purpose. Because then I don't know how to speak like natively. Like I don't have to. And so I had to stick my tongue out to do it like Ibiza. And people were like, did you stick your tongue out at me? That's not how you do it. But we're talking about Ibiza. And he was saying, yeah, I'd love to go to Ibiza, but I actually think I'm going to look like the creepy
right.
old man there. Right.
Right, it's got that reputation.
Yeah,
very,
and I said,
like,
hey, listen, after
partiers.
Enough MDMA, ever MDMA,
yeah, exactly.
Everybody starts to look the same.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, dude. It's hard to see faces when you're that fucked up. Don't worry about it. So that's probably my plan if I ever get single again. I'm going to take some of these guys' advices,
yeah.
and then I'm going to hit the streets, at clubs where it's either really dark, right, really loud, or both, or I'm sure that everyone else is going to be intoxicated.
Right.
That was basically my game plan before I got old, too. Yeah. Only I was going to be drunk also. I was going to be fucked up, too. And look, it worked out for me just perfectly fine. All right, so let's take a listen to a couple of these chats.
You made it out alive.
I did. I made, well, I made it out alive with two children are about to put me back in the grave. All right, so let's take a look at these tchotchkes here, and let's see what they have to say. I'm going to give you an option here, Chrissy. I don't often do this, but I'm going to give you control over what happens next.
Sweet.
It's like a pick-your-own-adventure.
Okay, I love those books.
Hey, all you podcast players. It's time for a short commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I realize you have a lot of options when it comes to comedy podcasts, and we're ever grateful that you decided to spend this time with us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, please send them along. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, and hit the Contact Us button. And while you're there, you can listen to any of the audio or watch any of the video that we have ever done. You can also reach us on the TCB hotline, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. And just to make it absolutely clear, that is not a spam text message line. We actually respond directly ourselves. If you want to see our smiling faces on video, you can watch the full episodes at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram at thecommercialbreak and do us a favor. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Also, we know that commercials can seem like irritations. It's just one of the ways that we pay the bills around here. So if you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors' products or services, please do use the specialized URLs and/or codes that we provide during those commercial breaks so that our sponsors know we're doing a good job. We feel like we have the best listeners in all the podcast universe. You're family to us. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and we'll be back after these messages to this episode of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. You want to listen to a couple guys talk about their theory on sexual tension, or do you want to listen to one guy give 13 pickup lines sure to get you?
Oh, I'm going with the 13.
13 lines. Okay, here we go. All right, you ready?
Yes,
let's see. 13 lines. Oh, let me turn down a little. 13 lines to get her instantly attracted to you.
Let's see what they've got.
Let's see what he's got.
Hi, I'm Bobby Rio. Now, this may sound like
comedy. There has never been a better name for a pickup artist in the history of Earth. Maybe besides Mystery, but it's a close second to that Bobby Rio. Bobby Rio. That's made up. That's got to be made up. Yeah, that's like Rockin' Rod Roddy. I'm going to be a pickup artist, Mom. What do you think a good name is? Rio.
And Mr. Rio.
But the single best tactic you can employ to increase your success with women is establishing attraction.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah,
you don't say that.
That's an essential step.
When I was out hitting the scene, you know, I think one of the first things I was probably looking for was a sense of attraction.
Yes.
Yeah. If I wasn't attracted to you, it's unlikely I was going to be stepping up in front of you.
Right.
Weirdly, a lot of guys want to skip this part, and they want to ask...
What? Want to skip it?
How do you skip attraction? Isn't it like just the basic food group of dating?
Right. Like, it seems attraction. Like it's the baseline.
Yeah. Attraction, interest. What else would there be?
Communication.
Communication, and then pudenda. Pizzle pudenda.
Yeah.
Ask a girl out or expect that she'll want to date you without ever actually establishing that the two of you are attracted to each other. How do you initiate attraction?
This guy's got a mouthful of teeth, too. What's going on with the pick? Do you notice this?
Yeah.
That Bobby Rio has like 30 extra teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's something he can't control. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying it seems a little weird that we've like Mystery, Calvin Klein, and this guy all have extra teeth.
Yeah.
I think we're on to something.
Did Frankie?
No, I didn't think he had less teeth.
Yeah, okay.
I think he was missing most of his molars. But that's from years of putting barbed wire in his face.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to pull out a few teeth along the way, too.
Flirt your way to attraction. But the difference between flirting and just talking is that flirting is sexually charged. And 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be your
responsibility. That is so weird. If some guy was like...
step. And
fondling my fingers.
Yeah. Okay. So what you can't see is, and you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, but what you can't see is on this video, it's like a stock video image of a couple sitting at a table at a nice restaurant, and he's like rubbing her fingers.
Like fondling them weirdly.
Yeah. Like he's blind or something and trying to figure out what her fingers are like. I mean, seriously.
Consciously sexually charge the conversation. The truth is that women like to be desired. They want to know that they're turning you on, especially if you've established rapport and you guys are comfortable around each other. You've got that, you know, one foot in the door, and they're waiting for you to come inside.
You've literally got one foot in the door. Just keep it there. Just wait. It'll establish attraction eventually. Can you just see that going on a blind date? And then like the next, you go to sleep and the next morning you wake up and the guy's got his foot in the door. Hey, hon.
I thought I had one foot in the door.
I had one foot in the door. Establishing contraction. This is not advice. This is science. But
yes.
You know, no pun intended there.
By the way, I don't hear any pickup lines going on here.
No.
Think about it. If women were chasing you all night, you would start to qualify them. Probably high on your list would be their physical appearance, very closely followed by if they found you sexually attractive and wanted to sleep with you.
Yeah, I would think that'd be pretty close by. I would say so.
They're not repulsed
If you were being chased by women all night long, you would probably pick the one that was also attracted to you. Why else would you be chased by women all night long? Oh my God. Problem with half these guys, they don't think through what they're saying. It's all just like, if you think about it, really, if you just take it at face value, it's just really stupid. They're not saying anything.
Attractive if they find us attractive. Make no mistake about it. This is crucial. If the girl you're talking to doesn't feel a sexual vibe from you, it's practically a guarantee that you're going to strike out with her. Now, the good news.
The good news.
Hey, it's me, Carl. Sorry, that was the police officer behind me. I'm driving too sexy, if you know what I mean. He said I'm driving with my sex lights on. Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. Just thought I'd give you a call. What's going on? What you doing?
Hanging out.
Okay, good. I just wanted to call up, and I know you're not sexually attracted to me, but you've been luckily chosen by me to qualify you, and I'm qualifying you on two factors. Number one, I'm attracted to you, and number two, I'm also attracted to you, so I don't know if you want to make this a thing or not. I'm just going to stop by your mom and dad's house, and I'm going to talk to them for a few minutes, and I'm going to come over and talk to your boyfriend and then your husband and your kids, and just to let them know that it's me, Carl. I'm coming in the door hot with one foot.
Keep it in there.
I'm going to keep that foot right in the door until you're attracted to me, girl. Cut your phone line. Don't try and talk to anybody. Talk to them.
Cut your phone line.
Don't talk to anyone.
Your security system's down.
Traction. Shifting that gear into sex drive is really quick. It's really easy, and it's kind of fun. Once you start doing
this, this stock photography is like from BDSM.com. It looks romantic at first. It's a guy and a girl like up against a fence with, you know, nicely lit in a cityscape behind them. And then he like slowly approaches her and then he puts his hand around her neck. Yeah. It looks like he's about to choke her.
diet, you'll be amazed how women are automatically more sexual.
Hey, Crow, get over here. Around you. Excuse
more
me.
Sexually attracted to you, more importantly. Now, you can use these lines to
what
break
lines?
Those
what lines? There's no lines. Everybody gets to a line. Everyone's got the fucking Frankie B syndrome. They're all just keep talking about nothing until they get to the meat and potato of the videos. It's clickbait. No, yeah.
For moments of silence. And what'll happen is you'll start looking forward to them. Best of all, it's a time saver. No longer will you
maybe
find
that's
yourself
the line, like just asking.
Yeah, are you sexually attracted to me? I mean, I guess that's a good one, right?
Yes.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. I got your phone number from your friend. Are you sexually attracted to me? You don't know who this is? Really? It's me, Carl. Okay, give me. I'm about to send you over a dick pic. You let me know. I'll be over in 5 minutes. Bye, girl. Got your address.
Guys who do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the creepiest. Hey, girl. What's up? What is that? Where does that come from?
I don't
like
know.
Like calling a dog over.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah. It's like from an old Western when they're calling the horse.
Yeah.
Giddy up! Giddy up, young lady! Get over here.
Filly.
Yeah. A little filly. Filly. Where's my pony? Oh, there it is.
Seeming to make no progress and wondering if she's, you know.
By the way, he said by figuring out if a woman's sexually attracted to you, it's going to be a big time saver. You don't fucking say.
Right.
This is clear common sense.
Actually attracted to you at all. What follows are some of my personal favorites that you can start using on women tonight. But as the saying,
sweet.
Tonight's going to be the night.
He is literally going to unlock the key to pussy heaven. Why, Brian 3000? These are my personal favorites.
Yeah, let's see.
You can use them tonight.
Yeah, you can go ahead and use them.
Oh, my God.
Unleash them on
I
the
just
wild.
Shudder to think of the guy that's just sitting there waiting with a pen and a pad. Yes. I can't wait to hit the bars tonight. I got to have a whole new lineup.
Teach a man to fish, right? So my hope is that by learning these, you'll begin to use this technique naturally. And more importantly, you come up with your own lines on the fly to suit your own personality and surroundings. Keep your tone really playful with these lines.
Keep your tone really playful with these lines so you don't get arrested.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's giving you a heads up already. He's like, make sure you have consent before you do anything physical.
Read the room.
You're kind of like accusing her of hitting on you. Tease her. Keep it light, but sexual compliment her in a unique way. Fearlessly cut through the bullshit.
Sexually compliment her in a unique way?
What?
Oh, your eyebrows got me all steamed up, girl. I got a chubby for your fingertips.
That one guy.
You know,
did.
They say the knees are the breasts of the leg. Yours are driving me crazy.
Look at those knockers.
Yeah, look at those knockers. Look at those knee knockers. Yeah. You mind if I stick my head between your knees? Are you wearing a bra on those knees, or are you just naturally that perky? Hot dog!
Situation, right? Wait for the right moment, but don't wait too long. That's the thing. Keep in mind, these are not openers. They're rapport breakers, meaning you'll use these when you've been talking to her for a bit and you need to move it to that next level. Okay, no more fucking around.
No more fucking around. I'm giving you what you came for. 13 useless lines you can use to yet again not score with the ladies. But remember, these aren't openers. This is like mid-game, right? Yeah. 15 minutes in. You know, you're on second base. You're looking to steal home. That kind of thing.
These lines. Number one. Seriously, you got to stop undressing.
Oh, my God. Wait, I think we just yelled over that because we can see it on the screen. Yeah. Hold on. Here we go. Listen to this.
These lines. Number one. Seriously, you got to stop undressing me with your eyes.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go with this.
Undressing me with your eyes. That's
I don't even know
ridiculous.
Where to go with this.
Hey, girl, you got to stop undressing me with your fingertips. You got to stop undressing me with your eyes and get with your hands. You know what I'm talking about, girl? I'm moving it to the next level. I already opened it with you, so now I'm closing it. Close-up. Going in for the close-up. This is like the bridge between my opener and the close-up. Stop addressing me with your eyes.
Stop addressing me with your eyes. What kind of horse shit is that?
Yeah, that's bad.
Guys, don't use that.
I would immediately be turned off.
Yeah, I know that everybody thinks like this alpha male bullshit. I mean, maybe it works, right? Maybe there are certainly are people. There's something for everybody.
Yes.
So there's some women or other men or whatever you're into that are going to be attracted to alpha male status and kind of that very aggressive line of conversation. But I would venture to say that it's not most women.
Yeah.
I don't think most women want guys throwing that line in there after you're talking to them at a bar for a couple of minutes and then, hey, you got to stop undressing me with your eyes. I think you're likely to get slapped. I think that's what's going to happen.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The line allows you to bring the sexuality into it, but it's playfully accusing her of being the one to do it.
Accusing. Number two.
What is this, a court of law? Judge Judy, dating specialist.
Oh, no. Number two.
All right, let's listen.
Now you're just flat out trying to seduce me.
Oh, yes. My God.
Flat out.
Now you're just trying to give me a hand job. I'm just going to go straight for it. You got stuff on dressing me with those eyes. Now you're just trying to give me a head job. No. It's playful. It's playful. I'm keeping it playful. Please do not use these lines, guys.
You're playfully putting on her, but you're also letting her know that you're getting turned on by her. Women like that. Number three and four.
Whoa.
You really look like you want to kiss me right now. Or.
What is this, an episode of The Bachelor? I mean, come on. You really this only like works on reality television right shows. Now. You really look like you want to kiss me right now. Yeah. Some of the worst rom-coms in history don't use that line.
I know.
Yeah, I know. That's what you say to a girl after you've known her for a month. Or like you're on your third date and there's been no physicality, right? Yeah. Or you're well into your first date. I don't even think I'd use that line. I think I'd say, I really want to kiss you right now.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you say.
That's what Jeff said to me.
Oh, did he?
Yes,
oh,
and it totally
look
worked.
At him. He watched this video too.
He didn't say, no, he said he wanted to kiss me. Yeah. So that was,
I said that to Astrid too, but we'd already been talking for weeks and it was already clear that that was going to happen. I mean, I think it was already clear that
same.
No, I know that it was already going to happen regardless. We had talked about it a million times.
Yes.
So when I said that, it was because so much tension and so much conversation that happened around it. There was no ambiguity about it. It was supposed to happen, right? That was the only way we're going to get to second base is if we went to first. You know what I'm saying? But if you're sitting at a bar and you walk up to a girl and you give her your opener, whatever the fuck that means, and then you start having just talk to people. Yeah, you're going to know. You're going to know. Yes. Trust your gut on this, right? You're going to know when it's time to go in. And my advice is do not use these lines.
No.
They're really bad.
They are. Here's number four.
You look like you really want to make out with me right now, but try to restrain yourself. We're in public, you know? Again.
Even the dolphins are laughing at you because this is fucking stupid.
It really is.
We're trying to make out.
Why are they all two going back to like flipping it on the girl? Like,
well, because that's the whole alpha male thing, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Hey, girl. You really look like you want to have sex with me right now, but let's just settle down a little bit. We're in the middle of church. I'm in the middle of a sermon. Which girl was I talking to? Whichever one heard that. Whichever one was listening. Hey, girl, you really look like you want to kiss me right now. So I'll tell you what. I'll let you.
What's the next move? What's the next line? So no problem. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
You're saying this in a funny way, but you're not. You're crossing that line. Even though it's funny, you're crossing that line. One way to think
it's
about
not funny.
It's not funny, no. And you are definitely crossing that line. You cross that line when you press play on this video.
Yes.
You not say them to a friend, right? So these lines kill the friend zone objection later. Number five.
They kill the friend zone objection later? You mean she can't go backwards in time if she decides she doesn't like you? This is all so crazy.
All my life. This is ridiculous. It's kind of cheesy and obvious.
Where have you been all my life?
Where have you been all my life? That didn't work in 80s sitcoms. It's not going to work in 2022.
Where it really worked.
I think I heard just that line on Cheers really once or something yeah. like that. Where you been all my life?
I like to throw in "this is ridiculous" just so it doesn't sound too serious. Number six, you want to just get married already? What are you doing Tuesday? Again.
Wow. Wow. I expected this to be bad. I didn't expect it to be this bad.
Get married already. What are you doing Tuesday?
What are you doing Tuesday? This is like classic cheese ball. Yeah. These are your dad's or your dad's dad's pickup lines. These are not something you should be using in a bar in 2022 because they didn't work in 1997 at all. They don't work. We should be getting married. What are you doing on Tuesday? Anything but getting married to you. Right, that's what she's gonna say.
Yeah. I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Go away.
And expressing the interest, but being so ridiculous that it's playful and it's not like a nice guy compliment, right? Because she knows it's
because
like,
God forbid you come across as nice.
No.
God forbid. You come across as a nice, empathetic, concerning person.
You know, just being playful. Number seven. We are going to fight like crazy when we're married. I think it'll be worth it, though, for the makeout.
Oh, God. This is just bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? He's advising? He said you could go use these tonight. I'd like to know what the over-under is on these lines. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Maybe some of our listeners can try some of these and see what happens.
I do not advise that. I'm not even sure that's legal. I think our attorney would probably frown upon me giving that advice. This is eye-opening, actually.
Yeah, it's that, bad.
Do you know how many views this video had?
How many?
Like 2.5 million.
Oh, my God.
2.5 million fucking views. This has been viewed, hopefully, in jest.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because there's 2.5 million podcasts out there, yes, comedy podcasts out there. They've all done this video, and I'm just finally getting to it.
Again, great line because it brings in the sex element.
It's not a great line.
It's not a great line. There's nothing. I haven't heard a great line yet.
No, I'm waiting.
But I'm open-minded.
Okay, you keep adjusting your glasses, and it's got like this whole sexy librarian thing going on. I can't even.
Did you say
it
like that,
right?
Librarian.
Oh, Mrs. Crumpet.
I'm here to fix your water heater.
Ding dong. Hello.
Yes, it's me. I'm here to fix your water heater, Mrs. Crumpet.
I'm sorry. Go away. I was looking for a man.
Sexy librarian. Although, I get the sexy librarian thing, but. I don't know, why are guys attracted to the sexy, isn't that like, I think that like maybe originates from guys being attracted to the nerd types, like nerds can be sexy too, what we used to refer to as nerds, probably no one in our audience knows what a nerd is, but nerds!
Well, there was the whole hot for teacher, you know, thing with the glasses on,
yeah, of course,
the video, every, Van Halen.
Every young man or young lady or whatever has been attracted to a teacher, right? It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It's a position of authority. They look a little better than the rest. You know, they're not 70, you know, walking around, hunched over. They come in, they're 22, they're flying around the classroom.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah,
it's like your first, and you're going through that moment of pubescence, right?
Awakening.
You're awakening. You're flowering. Your lotus petal is opening. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would also say that this line only works if the girl's wearing glasses.
That's right. So, if she's not wearing glasses.
You'd have to just specifically look for that.
Yeah, and only jerks wear glasses. So. I wear glasses in case you've never seen me.
Obviously, not all girls wear glasses. Oh, but if she's wearing
glasses.
Where are you from?
With her hair, use that instead. Number nine.
Her hair.
So I think I just have to give you my number. You're doing too good of a job. Great.
Why is this all turned around as if I think he's trying to think that this somehow works. He has like some brain mind control.
Yeah.
Clearly, we talked to Vince Calvin Klein about this, or we heard about this.
It's, right.
There's peacocking. There's hypnotism. There's tying someone up in the corner. There's kidnapping.
Yeah.
I think this would be considered hypnotism.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to convince the girl that she's attracted to
you. Right. I think that's his tactic.
Yeah.
It's not working.
No.
to bring up exchanging phone numbers.
By the way, do you see the wedding ring on this guy?
No.
The fuck does he know about picking up women? He's married.
Playful way. Number 10, you're such a badass. I don't even know if I'm more intimidated or turned on.
You're such a badass.
You're such a badass. Why, Brian, 3,000? But can you handle Why, Brian, 3,000?
I mean, I think that would only work on, like, a total, like, biker look, you know?
Maybe,
yeah. Biker chick type look.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not, like,
you're yeah, that's some girls are going to pick up at the Buckhead Bar, you know? You're such a badass with your 16-inch heels, 3 pounds of makeup. Laura Ashley dress. Ah!
Right.
I know there's a tattoo down there somewhere. I do. I've got a heart right in the crease of my back. This is so bad.
I know.
And you know, I find calling a girl a badass always goes over well, but you're also letting her know you're turned on, which is great.
When exactly do you find that calling? I'm wondering, with that wedding ring on, when exactly you have time to take these lines out and give them a test?
Yeah, no.
That's probably why these are so bad, is because you may have used them exactly once. They happen to work on the woman you're married to.
Right.
And now you've been giving seminars about this when you have no idea what it's like to be single right now, because you're not.
Yes.
Evan, are you wearing... insert, you know, an item of clothing. Consider me seduced.
Are you wearing, insert an item of clothing?
Consider me seduced.
Consider me seduced.
Insert item of clothing.
I can just see you having like
are you, like, what item of clothing? Like, are you wearing a dress?
Yeah.
Consider me seduced. What?
Are you wearing socks? Consider me seduced. Is that a knee brace on? Holy shit. I got a man mountain right now, and I'm ready to tackle you. I'm ready to roll down the side of it with you. You know what I'm saying, lady? There's nothing like a pair of jeans that turns me on. That's so stupid.
Are you wearing?
Is that a shirt you're wearing? Holy shit. I mean, there's only one piece of clothing, two pieces of clothing maybe, that you could say.
Yeah.
Are you wearing panties right now?
Yeah.
Right? But you would only say that if you knew for a fact that those panties weren't on. That's it. Oh, I mean, God. It would be zero.
It would still be so weird. I mean, if some guy walked up and said anything, you know, consider me seduced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consider
Are
it
you
done.
Wearing Aquanet? Man. I got a tent pole right now, and it's because of your... watch. It's such a weird thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
I think he's stretching. He promised 13, and I think he's stretching.
A better thing would be like a smell.
Yeah.
Are you wearing, you know, Eternity?
Are you wearing Dracar Noir? You smell like my 13-year-old bedroom.
Wow.
Stale Doritos, farts, and BO mixed with Dracar Noir. It's lovely. I'm so turned on right now. You smell like Super Mario Kart and Mountain Dew. Takes me back.
Oh, Lord.
Number 12. Okay, this is sexual tension is actually ridiculous. What you can do afterwards is sort of push her away, like, a bit. Like, this is ridiculous. Almost like it's her fault for...
This is ridiculous. Just knock her off her chair. Right. This is ridiculous. Shove her to the ground.
I would be like, you're ridiculous. Yeah. Please leave my sight right now.
I would almost pay money, and I don't want anyone to actually get their feelings hurt. Like, I don't think that any girl should ever be subjected to these kind of, unless this just turns her on and this is something she's going for, right?
Yes.
Which there might be. I mean, you never know,
right?
I'm sure there's somebody out there who thinks this is interesting. But if we could not hurt anybody's feelings in the process, I would pay money to see these work in the wild.
That's
I would pay
I
money
saying.
To watch this happen. Yeah. This would be the best television show ever. Have this jackass write a bunch of lines down and have some unsuspecting bub go talk to some girl about this. I would love it.
Also, it's totally dependent on the guy, too. I mean, I guess this is where Frankie comes in with his appearance.
Yeah.
You know, what to wear and that.
You're
and,
so right about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
There are some guys that this is just
It's not. No.
The nice guy approach is your best option.
Yes.
It's your best option.
Yes, please.
If you can't kill him with looks, get him with kindness. You know what I'm saying? I feel your struggle, brother. Ugly men unite. You gotta, I'm here with you. I'm here with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Turning you on. Number 13, you are so fucking sexy. Keep it.
You're so fucking sexy.
Wow. This guy just wasted 15 minutes of our time. You're so fucking sexy. You're so fucking sexy.
That cannot be used. I mean, that comes in way later.
I know.
This is not.
Maybe. Maybe at the end of the night,
yeah.
You guys are kind of pawing at each other,
right.
And it's getting physical, and it's like, you know, everyone's had a few too many, and it's just, you feel that tension, it's right there. You've already probably made out at some point,
right.
And you're about to leave, right? She's like, I gotta go home, I gotta go home. And you're like, no, you're so fucking sexy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll talk to you tomorrow, right? That's when that's appropriate. It's not appropriate 3 minutes after you buy a girl a drink. You are so fucking sexy. You are just a delicious bite of pastry. You know what I mean? I can't stand it. The tension is ridiculous. And then throw her against the wall. Throw her into the jukebox. Yeah, in a playful way. Don't hurt anybody. And if you do, just say this. Say, is that an arm cast you're wearing?
Consider me seduced.
Is that an emergency room gown you're wearing? Consider me sexed up and ready to go. Wow.
Emergency gown.
Is that an emergency room? Is that an emergency room bracelet you're wearing? That's awesome. Is that a mental hospital bracelet you're wearing? Wow. Honey. Woo! Yeah. You might as well just run into the bar going, bark.
Yes. That would be better.
I think you'd get more attention. You know what? At least that's unique.
At least a girl would go,
what the fuck is that guy doing? He's literally walking around like a peacock. And then you could go up to her. I mean, that's an icebreaker, right?
You're totally so fucking sexy.
It's just like normal language two people who are attracted to each other would use at the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
Not 7 seconds after you bought her a drink. Be careful out there, guys. There's a lot of bad advice. And we just gave it to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad about releasing this stuff into the wild. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that one. But I did, because that's what the commercial breaks are all about. No ground is sacred.
That's right.
No sacred cows here, kids. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I can't believe
that's being circulated.
Yeah. I think a picture of unprocessed hot dog meat would probably get you further than any of those.
Yeah. Be like, ooh, check this out.
Oh. Is that unprocessed hot dog meat you're wearing? Consider me seduced. You smell like your carnivore. You smell like my 13-year-old bedroom. Oh, God. I'm going to have 13-year-old bedroom at some point here in this house.
Yes, you are. You just thought about that.
Yeah, I know. I got to quickly get my son something that smells good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The good news is Astrid likes to use all the nice soaps and the smell goods and all that other stuff. So we're on the right track. My parents did not do that. Like Glade air freshener was about as good as it got in my house. And my dad wore Old Spice aftershave.
Old Spice, yeah.
Not cologne, aftershave. So he would put it on. It's like alcohol.
Yeah.
So it literally burns your skin. I don't know why. I don't know where that came in handy. But it burns the skin.
Yeah.
But everything in his closet smelled like Old Spice.
Oh, yeah,
and his skin did for 22 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty strong smell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a class action lawsuit at some point. My husband still smells like Old Spice. He stopped using it, and he still smelled like old fucking spice. And now I'm not talking about the new Old Spice. I'm talking about the original Old
OG.
Spice. The OG Old Spice. There was only one. And it smelled like a bad spice. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all from one location. You can also drop us a line, hit the contact us form. Tell us, you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas for BTY Fridays? And I've got a good one coming up
for
you this week. Best to yo. Best.io Fridays every Friday this summer. 661-237-8296. Leave us a text message or a voicemail. Let us know which episode you'd like to hear. Or, again, drop us a line and just talk to us. A lot of people do, and I love talking back to you. It's usually me that's answering. So, there you go. Okay. Chrissy, that's all I can do today.
I think that's it, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say. Bye. Bye.